Welcome back to Sweet Home PCB. This is Henry Brigman, Keller Williams Success Realty, right here, Panama City Beach, Florida. Appreciate Beach 95.1 for producing this podcast each week. By the way, we've got a big event coming up here in Panama City Beach. It really is something special because, after all, we have a changing market, requires a change in our approach. Bold was created to do just that, and we have opportunities for people that are available in the area. Don't have to be a Keller Williams Success Realty or even Emerald Coast to be a part of it. So we have a very special guest today, my good friend, KW Maps coach, Bold coach, Todd Smith, who's on the line with us, and we appreciate you joining us here on Sweet Home PCB.
Well, Henry, I am glad to be a part of this today. I'm excited to have a conversation with you about Bold.
How long have you been a part of Bold?
Oh my goodness, you're gonna age me. So the first time I actually went to a Bold event was back in 2009. That's when I was first introduced to Bold and became a Bold coach in 2017. So time flies, right? As an agent, I went through the Bold course 18 times.
Wow.
I guess you could say I wasn't the fastest learner, and yet just really loved the course and loved the results I got, so I kept going back.
Well, I know that the times that I've taken it, it has made a big change because I've seen, it's like a 1 year, December normally is very slow, but that was the best month of my career after that.
Right.
Because
right.
It really helps your mindset, getting you in the right area and overcoming those limiting beliefs, because that's one of the things that we have to fight with. It doesn't matter what business, we have to fight with those limiting beliefs, the I can't or I'll try instead of I will.
Yep.
Obtain those goals.
I will and I can. And, you know, I think you hit on something that's really so it across the board. You know, chances are if you're a human being, you've got a limiting belief or two. It's that daily grind to put those blinders on and then to stay focused on the goal. And that's what we do in Bold, and you know, is the two things that we talk about a lot in Gary Keller's Shift book that I know you're familiar with. It's a great book. It's a great read. This was the book that he wrote back with Jay Papazan and Dave Jinks back 2008, 2009, when we had that last significant shift. And it's 12 tactics that top producers use to tackle tough times. And one of them, and what you got to get real and right, is your mindset and your action. And that's what we focus on in the Bold Room, is getting that mindset and doing the things that we know, doing them consistently, doing them more efficiently, doing them at a higher level to get those results you said you had in that powerful December.
I'm one of those creative type, ADD types, you know, I've got to stay focused. Definitely trying to have those time-saving strategies and ways to operate lean, efficiently, and stick to the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. That's one of the things that I got out of it. And trying to remember that it's, you know, your phone is your friend. You need to talk to people. I just talked to somebody that was one of my clients. I did not realize they were going through a certain situation in their family. And it's important because we're not only realtors, and it doesn't matter what business you're in. This is great advice for all of this. You've got to be there for your clients. Your clients become your friends. They're the ones that help refer more business to you. They're also the ones that will really support you and help you to have that right mindset as well.
Well, I'll be very transparent with you. You know, my mindset, so this will be my 33rd year in the real estate business, and I love people. I love helping people. You know that. You know my heart.
Oh, yes.
And I get nothing but the biggest pleasure out of seeing other people win, have breakthroughs, and to live their life by design. I mean, that's the acronym if you're not familiar with Bold, right, Henry? Bold is a business objective, life by design, not by default. It really comes down to, at the end of the day, the relationship. And in my early days in real estate, I had a goal. This might sound familiar to you or some people listening. You're chasing the goal. You got those blinders on, and you're just blowing and going. And I failed to really create those deep relationships, and I lacked the referral business that came from it early on. And now what we're realizing is it's really not so much a sales business as it is a relational business. It's not transactional, it's relational. And when we build relationships, by the way, we go real deep in Bold on this topic, getting those relationships in place so that when when real estate comes up, naturally, you're the person that they would think of, and, you know, your business grows for that referral.
Getting yourself into that mindset of understanding that it's more about quality than quantity is the way I do business. Mm-hmm. And it's all about making sure our clients are taken care of, because our clients do become our friends, kind of be like family. You try to treat everyone as good, if not better, than you would your own family. In most cases, better than your whole family. I've been in radio too many years. I've heard too many stories.
Yeah.
Yep. But in Bold, you learn so many ways to learn more about your database, which, of course, is the most important thing you have in your business.
Yeah, and can I, you know, you're hitting on something that just, it just went off in my mind, as you said, the relationship with your database. And I'll give it a different twist, if I might. In Bold, you learn to get into a different relationship with yourself. And that's the thing that most of us, because we're so busy, fail to take time to do. And when we are in Bold, and, you know, it's a 7-week course, we meet once a week for 7 straight weeks, one day a week for 7 straight weeks. This one will be on Thursdays. We start on the 19th of January, and we wrap up, I believe it's the 9th of March. Mm-hmm. And when you go deep dive on getting to know yourself again, and what fires you up, and what turns you off, what turns you on, your limiting beliefs, breakdowns, breakthroughs. When we get ourselves right, that's where the relationships around us can get better. And until we really get ourselves right, you know, probably not going to get to the full capacity with those around us.
And it really helps us not only at work, but at home.
Everywhere.
Many family Boldness. Relationships yeah. are actually helped with this, because you find ways to get your business the way it should be, and then you find that time to spend time with yep. your family, which is so everything. Important. I think people forget the importance of, yes, you got to build a business, but you also have to take care of your family.
Right. And they say, you know, when you're on an airplane, you know, we've all heard it. If you've ever flown on an airplane, they say, you know, in case of an emergency, and an oxygen mask will drop from the compartment above you and place it on yourself before, you know, taking care of others. And at the end of the day, if we can figure that piece out, you know, we become better moms, dads, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, uncles, aunts. I mean, you name the title, right, Henry? Mm-hmm. When we get better, everything around us, we can be better in all those capacities. And that's really what it's about. Bold is much, much more than just selling houses. Bold is about our mindset, about our activities, about our relationships, about our skills, about our systems, our models, our conversations, our time management. And of course, I could go on and on and on. And maybe, as I'm listening to myself, maybe that's why I went back 18 times. I mean, those things you can't just master overnight, right?
Yeah, you can't do it just one time. A one and done doesn't happen when you're trying to change your business and change your life. Yourself to where you need to be for your clients and your family. You know, a lot of attitudes these days. And this is kind of off topic a little bit, but Ohio State University just had a survey showing that maybe depression doesn't always have to have medicine. In some cases, in fact, if you just do for others, it will help
That's
you
right.
because it changes that mindset. It helps. Now, I'm not a practicing psychiatrist or anything like that, so you talk to your people. You talk to them. Have that, you know, disclaimers there. But it's interesting because even in that research, it shows that if you do for others, and really that's what we do in business, in real estate, broadcasting, whatever you're doing, we're working with others. We're trying to help others. In turn, you're getting that time to help your family and be able to have that life worth living by being able to save up for college tuition for your kids or grandkids, to be able to do these fun trips you've always wanted to do, and most importantly, try to do things that will help you really with your retirement. I mean, that's something that a lot of people haven't thought about, and there's a lot of people in our age group, my friend, that have no retirement. And what we can do with this information and with a lot of the stuff that we do, it will help us, because we will have ways to build a business that will keep going, and we can do referral business.
Well, to your point, you know, one of our other bold laws is success is simple and it's not easy. And I love what you said about, you know, gratitude and depression and gratitude, you know, having an attitude of gratitude. We talk a lot about that in bold. We have a whole section one of the days, right, Henry, where we stop and we take a minute and we call some people that we know and we just let them know we love them and we're thinking of them and that we're grateful for them. And that raises your energy because two people benefit from that conversation. They do, because how often do people call you up and really pour into you like that, right? And you, the person that's giving the message, sharing, we fill up because we're filling somebody else up. So, you know, that's one of the highest levels of energy. And I think what's interesting as this conversation continues is we're not necessarily talking about the listing presentation per se, or, you know, the mechanics of showing buyers property. Really what it comes down to is how are you showing up mentally, physically, emotionally, and all of that shows up in your business. So bold is way more than just selling real estate. I assure you that. We want to encourage you to, you know, come out and at least check out the first day. It is free. It's an opportunity to take a test drive. And I assure you, you will find a lot of value in what's shared.
We'll have the link to where you can go free to this event at our Facebook page at Sweet Home PCB. You've got to go ahead and make that appointment. Add it to your calendar. Thursday, January 19th from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Todd Herendeen Theater, right there on Front Beach Road, just down from my office here. And I tell you, it is going to be a phenomenal day. The first step, it does something for you. I encourage you to go ahead and do the full bold.
You know, I have a lot of people say, well, what is bold all about? You know, I don't know if you've ever, I like to describe it like this, Henry. I don't know if you've ever scuba dived or jumped out of an airplane, skydive. If you have, or if you're listening and you have, and you try to explain that to somebody that has not jumped out of a plane, skydiving or scuba diving, it's really, I mean, you can explain it, but it's kind of hard, right?
Yeah.
Because you haven't experienced it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say that's kind of like bold until you experience it. However, I will share with you what I think at the fundamental core bold is three words.
Okay.
And these three words is, again, one of our bold laws. We have 34 bold laws. And this bold law, you've heard this one, it's be, do, achieve. Be, do, achieve. And whenever I ask an audience of real estate agents, I said, okay, so you got in the business. Where do you think the majority of us start the process? In the be, the do, or the achieve? And always I get a consistent, well, most people probably focus on achieve. What can I achieve, or my goals, or what can I attain? Or what do I got to do? What do I got to do? How do I do this? But yet we skip right over the most important part, which is be. And what it is who are you becoming? How are you transforming? How are you developing so you can do at a higher level and achieve at a higher level? So that's really what bold's all about. It's be, do, achieve. We go over 56 specific sections, systems, models, and strategies over the 7 weeks. And what's exciting is in 2022, we had 12 pieces of business produced on the average. So if you are an agent, you went through bold in 2022, on average, Henry, the agent produced 12 pieces of business during the 7 weeks. What's a piece of business? A piece of business was a new listing taken, a buyer representation contract signed, committed with a buyer, or a new under contract. Well, you do the math. You know, the average gross commission income at 12 units, that's a nice pipeline to start the new year out with, right?
Absolutely. There's some that don't even make it to 12.
Well, and that's true. I think I haven't looked lately. I've read some articles over the years that the average might be somewhere in the 4 to 6 annually. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, that's in bold, not the momentum that you carry when you go on the end of bold, or what we call onward, and the months following, because we know that businesses build 90-day cycles. Wherever we're at today, good, bad, or indifferent, isn't what we did today. It's what we have or what we haven't done the last 90 days. So logically, what we do now in the next 90 days is going to show up. So that's why we take bold, to get those results.
I think that's probably the best way to describe all of this and why we're so excited about it and why we want to have as many people. And you don't have to be a Keller Williams agent to attend. I want to emphasize that.
I got to share a story with you real quick. It was one of the most inspiring things that happened. It just happened in October this last year. I had a young lady come up to me. She was a single mom. She came to First Step. She was a guest of a friend, not in real estate, didn't even have her license. She came up to me at a break and she said, yeah, I really want to do this. I just don't know if I have the money. I said, well, why would you want to do it? You're not in real estate. She sells Sensi. I don't know if you know Sensi. I think that's like, I'm not sure. Do you know what is it? Candles or incense or fragrances. Forgive me if I'm butchering that, everyone. And it's open to everyone. So long and the short of it is I challenged her and I said, look, I don't think you have a money problem. I think you just haven't come up with the right idea yet to be able to get the money. Would you know, put up a GoFundMe, and she raised the money to go to Bold, and she came to Bold, no license, as a Sensi rep, and she loved it. Her business grew. She felt better. She was, you know, better mom, better relationship with her little daughter. I mean, that's just one. We've had jewelers. We've had home inspectors, building contractors, mortgage bankers. Because, again, all the things we teach can be easily adapted to that trade. And, of course, it all comes back to mindset. So everybody's welcome.
We are providing lunch.
Well, if that's not enough to get you there, then I don't know what is.
I know. That's a big old bless your heart, I tell you. We want to make sure you're there again Thursday, January 19th, just around the corner from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Todd Harrington Theater on Front Beach Road, right here in Panama City Beach. We'll have the link at our Facebook page, Sweet Home PCB, and I'll also have it all over the place. You'll be seeing it. Don't worry. You'll be seeing it. We want to have each and every one of you that would like to be a part of it. And like Todd just said, even if you're not in real estate, come on and check it out. I mean, it's worth it because a lot of things that you learn in this really can help in just almost every business. It's unbelievable how much this can truly help your business and your mindset. I'll give an example for media sales. A lot of this stuff will help you. From my years of managing radio television stations, I can tell you that what I learned are really things that can help in any business. But for media sales, people that are involved in radio, television, newspaper, online, anything, you really learn so much that will help you to make your goals happen. You know, and you got to make sure you have some goals. So we appreciate you. Again, KW, Mega Bold, Coach Todd Smith, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you also doing the Bold classes coming up each week, knowing that you don't live in Panama City Beach. You're going to have a nice little ride each week.
I will have a nice little ride, and sometimes that's where we have our best thoughts, when we get on the road and get that windshield time and start thinking, right? I think that's really what this comes down to. It's my honor. It's my privilege. I cannot wait to be there. There's no words I can describe, Henry, the satisfaction I get out of being able to see other people grasp these concepts, be able to apply them to their lives, and be able to start moving forward. We don't talk about perfection in Bold. We talk about progress in Bold, and we have a lot of fun. And like you said, we just ask for your trust. Show up. I promise you won't regret it. We'll have a really good time, and you'll learn a lot of good stuff.
And if you're interested in it, you can message me, sweethomepcb@kw.com. You can also just message me here on social media, wherever you find us, because we really want to hear from you. And I will have the links for that right here on where you find our podcast, as well as Sweet Home PCB on Facebook. Todd, we appreciate you coming. Can't wait to see you on Thursday, and we can't wait to have even more folks. But we're going to turn the page right now and get ready for something. We actually have some cool weather coming back. Not quite like we had back in Christmas week, but we do have a master gardener coming up to talk to us a little bit and make sure that we are ready for that cool weather and what not to do before spring. That's coming up on Sweet Home PCB.
SellingThePanhandle.com is where you can find a home, get a free home value, and contact me, Henry Brickman, at Keller Williams Success Realty. Visit sellingthepanhandle.com to get started. That's sellingthepanhandle.com.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Home PCB. Not too long ago, we had very cold weather. During Christmas weekend, we had freezing temperatures that really caused a lot of our plants to become really that golden brown or mushy. Well, Master Gardener Don Duda, he's a volunteer with the University of Florida Extension Office for Bay County. He's with us here on Sweet Home PCB to give us some tips on some things that you really need to know. When we had our last freeze here in Bay County, I'm over on the coast, and it just, everything turned a golden brown when it came to the banana plants, the anything tropical, and especially my birds of paradise.
The county agent's advice on any type of action to the damage of that last four nights of nasty, nasty freezes is wait until March, April before you start cutting and pruning. For the tropicals that you talked about, you can pretty well tell right now that it's probably not going to come back and regreen. But it may come back from the soil level where the roots are. We may see new growth. So that type of stuff, yeah, you cut it back. Personally, I had a huge patch of ginger, tropical ginger, which, God, it turned and looked like a tobacco barn, everything around. So I just cut it down all the way to the ground, and it'll come back in the spring. But what was there? It's not going to come back from the old growth. It'll be new growth. The bird of paradise, that's interesting. You say it got damaged?
It appeared to have been damaged, yes.
That's interesting because, yeah, it's a tropical, but boy, it is a toughie. My neighbor had some outside planted. Yeah, the leaves, a couple of the leaves got bit, and you can see the frost on the freeze damage because they're curling and whatnot, but not all of them. And the bird of paradise I have, I've got it in a big old tub planter on wheels. I just pulled it into the garage, and of course it's perfect. But I think I may have gotten away with just throwing a big old rag over it. But mostly if it's got any woody nature to it. Another example is Mexican heather. It's a warm weather plant. I've got a hedge. I had a hedge made of it, and it got nailed big time, but it's got woody stems. I will wait and see whether it comes back March, April. If it comes back, then I'll just do selective trimming, pruning. If it doesn't come back with some, yeah, then it's pull them out of the ground and cut them way back. But covering plants, if you can't move them, is the other recommendation that we tell folks. When it comes to covering, if it's a cloth material, that's fine. Direct contact with the plant, and it'll probably do its job, especially if you throw the cloth over it, like old blankets and whatnot. And then on top of that cloth, throw one of these blue plastic tarps like you saw on people's roofs.
Yes, sir.
It'll do well. The heat in the ground, residual heat, will probably keep it from happening. What we recommend against is putting plastic tarps directly in contact with the plant because you have no insulating dead air layer or anything, and whatever the temperature is on the outside of that tarp, the inside surface touching the plant is the same. It's not going to give any protection.
It's just like leaving it naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How late have you ever seen a frost here?
February. Maybe over the years, one time very early March. The secret, though, and the difference between that catastrophe we just had and what was pretty much recognized to be a normal occurrence in Northwest Florida is we would get a frost or a freeze, but it would last only one night. And many, many times, less than 4 hours during that night. The big disaster we had was it lasted much longer than I've ever seen here. And that big, big polar front came blasting down here. So I would think that watching the weather is very important.
Thanks to Master Gardener Dan Duda. Remember, any time that you have a question, you can always call the Extension office at 850-248-8091. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB.
The Beach 95.1 app is free in the App Store or on Google Play.
Download and take us with you.
Now streaming Beach 95.1.
Don't forget to mark your calendar. It's the 4th annual Family Movie Night. It's on Saturday, February 24th at Waller Elementary in Youngstown. I know it's a little bit away, but put it on your calendar. Bring your blankets, your lawn chairs, as the Bay County Sheriff's Office presents The Bad Guys. No, it's the actual movie, not, you know, Facebook stuff. So make sure you enjoy some free popcorn, candy, drinks. Really sounds like a good time. Again, it's the 4th annual Family Movie Night, Saturday, February 24th at Waller Elementary School in Youngstown with our friends at the Bay County Sheriff's Office. I know that you want to check that out. And if you're looking to grow your business, don't forget the first step of Bold. It is free coming up on Thursday, January 19th. And we've got the link with all the details on it at our Facebook page, Sweet Home PCB. Remember Facebook at Sweet Home PCB. We hope that you have enjoyed and got something out of this podcast today. We appreciate Todd Smith for telling us more about Bold. Also, Don Duda with the information on what's going on with really what you should do with your plants as we get cold weather around here. And there's just so much more to talk about, which we will get into in our next episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Henry Brigman, the Sweet Home PCB studio, powered by Keller Williams Success Realty and produced by Beach 95.1. This is Sweet Home PCB.